Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode. You have to win the morning with the right questions. High performers ask themselves questions in the mornings. It's how they orient themselves towards the day. And it's not just the basics of like, whoa, what am I gonna do today? You know, it's a little bit more precise when we get in their psyche and ask them, what are you really thinking in the morning? What do you journal? You know, we made them journal as an example in the morning to find out what are they writing about or thinking about. I mean, it's really precise. I'm going to give you the questions that you might start asking in the morning. Maybe you already have some. Maybe you ask, what am I grateful for? Awesome. Maybe you ask, what's the main thing I should focus on today? Great. I'm going to give you a set of questions that I encourage you to start asking tomorrow morning so that this becomes a very tactical training. Like literally tomorrow morning, I want you to start asking yourselves these questions. If you'll do that, you'll start noticing that you orient yourself to the day better because high performers win the day. Now, I'm going to talk about the questions as one of the main habits here. These questions, if you'll ask yourself that, you'll get more focused. For example, one question you might ask, the outputs that matter most for me to get done today are the outputs. What is an output? An output is an artifact of your productivity. It's an artifact of your productivity. It means if you worked all day and I showed up to your house, you could point at something that you created or produced or did today. It's not just, well, I ran errands. Running errands is not an output. Running errands is an activity. An output is you made something. You created something. Something physical, tangible, or yeah, it can be digital. I mean, it could be, you know, hey, Brendan, here's a podcast I recorded today. Great, good job on the output, nice work. Or you could say, hey, Brendan, I created a presentation today. Great, Brendan, I wrote my sales script today. Great, Brendan, I made this thing for the kids today. Great, but an output that I can see, right? That's why we call it an artifact. Like archaeologists, when they go to study like tribes or cultures and they look at the things that they created, the things that we create reveal what was important to us. It reveals what our lives were about. You know, it's why, you know, if I show up at your house and I look around your house and the way you set your house up and the way you designed it and the things that you've done there, it tells me a lot about you, a lot. And so if I can just pay close attention to those things, I can start to discern something about you. Well, what would I learn about you with what you've created over the last 5 days? What is demonstrably important to you? Because you created that output. And if you don't come up with an answer pretty quick, you've probably been sucked into a world of reaction and distraction. And I say that with all due respect, but with certain accuracy, because I've been blessed now to coach and train and work with and interview some of the most extraordinary people on the planet. And when I ask them that question, they got a pretty ready reply. I created these specific things. I did that. And you ask them why, and they go, "Does it really matters? That's what my job is. That's what I need to do." So what outputs have you created? And if you don't know the answer, it's probably because you're not starting your morning with that focus. What do I need to create? By the end of the day, what do I need to create that will have really mattered? Again, that might, I don't know what that is for you, but you need to know what that is for you. For some of you, that's a widget because you create things, you're a craftsman. For some of you, you're a thought leader, so that's a presentation, a podcast, a blog post, an article. For some of you, you're a leader, so you've created some new, for you, your output might have been new expectations or documentation. What you might have created in your output might have been that team meeting that's tangible that you can tell me about. You created that and these messages were communicated there. I don't know what the output is for you, but if you're not aware of the critical outputs that will move your career forward, that will advance your artistry, your craft, your sense of fulfillment or achievement, then you're living a life of reaction. And I say that with respect because I've been there. I mean, I remember when I started this career trying to be a thought leader. I mean, I was doing everything. I was doing all these tasks and activities, and I never had the guts to ask, does that matter? Does it matter? So what are the outputs that matter for you to advance your career? And if you're not focusing on those, as we're going to talk a lot about today, then it's going to be difficult to help you achieve more. That's why I want you to start in your morning right with that one. What's the output that matters? Now, again, I'm talking right here about productivity basics. Some of you are like, "But Brendan, you're the grateful guy. How come you're not saying, wake up and drink some water and go stretch for 20 minutes and meditate for things you're happy about for 20 minutes? Hey, man, get on with your bad self and go ahead and do that too. I'm just giving you one habit that you would add to your morning with asking your morning ritual of routines of asking great questions. You can do all that too. But Brendan, what about my avocado toast? Do it, man. Hey, it's fine. This is just one new habit you can add, okay? You can have lots of other things. I'm just trying to give you the ones that we know really help focus you towards productivity. Number two, the five major moves that would help me progress swiftly toward accomplishing my dream are, and something I can do to move towards one of those today is, I think it's really important, and this is a big topic of high performance habits, is knowing our five major moves. And this wasn't something cute I came up with. It came from our structured interviews with high performers. And when I was trying to understand how they project planned, or how they got so much more done than other people, and I dug into their psyche here, they tended to see out about five major moves. Not like everyone wakes up and does a checklist, right? Like, what do I gotta do today? You prioritize, you write down the activities, that's good. But what they're doing is they're thinking like in leaps. Okay, the next thing I need to do over this next 90 days is this, that's move one. Then I gotta do this, that's move two. Then this, move three. Typically, I found there was about five. I rarely found people looked out way beyond that or shorter than that. It was like they were zoomed in on five major moves. Not tasks, not activities, not the day's priority, but like they thought of, think about it as like if you had five major projects to get something done, right? What would those major activities be, those major projects be, to accomplish the big dream? I'll give you an example. Five moves for me. Publishing a best-selling book. If I want to publish a best-selling book, there's lots of things I could do today, right? I could do some research here. I could read a bunch of other things about how to write. I could call my friends. I could poll my readers about what they want to hear. All those little tasks and activities that could all be just a jumbled hot mess of things. Or I can strategically figure out what are the five major necessary moves that would get me to a best-selling book, as an example. And I'd have to discern What are those major moves and what are they not? For example, many of the things that you would think about, like, I would have to do a book tour, or I would have to get major media, or I would have to get a fancy person to endorse my book, or someone to write my foreword, or I would have to appear on a national morning show. I've had 3 New York Times bestselling books and advised hundreds of people become New York Times bestsellers. They didn't do any of those. So those aren't the major moves. Those are things, but you could do it without those things. What are things you have to do? Well, major move number 1, finish writing great book. Major move number 2, decide whether or not to work with an agent and a major publishing house, which would say write proposal, or self-publish. Okay, discern how to self-publish and set up the schedule for that. Major move number 3, finish book, get it out to promotional partners and other people who can help me promote this. Major move number 4, be collecting and be putting tons of free stuff out there to collect tons of emails, because emails will be critical to the success of the accomplishment of a book that I made happen into a bestseller, versus like, well, I got lucky. Because you don't want to hope that you get lucky in your major moves. You want to discern strategically what can you control to make that thing happen, right? To make that thing happen. Number 5, do a proper launch for that book, meaning an online marketing launch these days. That's what it's about. And now, under each of those major moves, I can figure out tasks, activities, details, deadlines, delegation. But if I don't know the 5 major moves, I'm just juggling tasks. So every morning, I force myself to ask, what are the major moves that are going to move me towards my most relevant dream right now? Okay, what could I do today to move towards that? In other words, every morning there's a sense of strategic thinking about what it's going to take to achieve what I'm after. Does that make sense? If you begin the morning without strategic thinking, then you're just reactive thinking, and you'll get pulled more easily into other people's dilemmas and agendas. You'll get pulled into distraction faster. You'll struggle, and you know that to be true. So I need you to focus each and every single morning right into, okay, what are my strategic moves right now? And if you keep going too many mornings without being strategic in your thinking, you'll just end up like busy, but exhausted and frustrated. I mean, how many of you ever related with that? Like, you were doing so much, and then one day you thought, oh my gosh, I'm doing a lot of things, but they're not moving the needle for me forward. That's because in the morning, you probably weren't orienting yourself towards a question like this. Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired, and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created 3 specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com. Number 3, I need to avoid distractions today because, meaning you need to tell yourself psychologically, why am I going to avoid distractions today? Today, distractions are so paralyzing for people's progress, but they kind of hope that they get through the day and they avoid them. You know, if you say to them, are you trying to avoid distractions? Oh yeah. How are you doing it? Well, what do you mean? Are you trying to avoid distractions today? Oh yeah. How? I don't look at my phone. They have no strategies for avoiding distraction. You need to have a lot of routines and strategies in place to avoid distraction. And you won't do that if you're not motivated to avoid distraction. So in the morning, every day, I tell myself, okay, and I learned this from a high performer, so I'm not like, hey, look at me. I learned this. I was like, okay, why is it important for me to avoid distraction today? Oh, because today I have this live cast that thousands of people are going to be on, and they need me to be at my best. And I got to get all these things in. I need to create these specific outputs. I need to be really focused and dialed in and accurate. I can't look at this. I can't, all these things, okay. And then I ask myself, and some possible distractions could be, oh, here's what's going to be possible distractions. Lots of people are going to be texting me about this thing. Lots of affiliates will want that. Lots of the media will want this. My team will ask that. My parents, my friends, my siblings, other people will be asked. Like, I prepare for the distractions of the day. Does that make sense? Like, if you're going to go in an office today, what distractions might you face in that office? Are you ready for them? Are they going to win? Are you going to win? If you don't consciously think in the morning, what's going to distract me today? You lose. You lose. What's going to distract me today? Oh, these things. Why am I going to avoid those distractions? Oh, because this is where I need to go. Now, I know this might be more detailed than you were thinking I would be delivering today, but I'm amazed how many people don't think of this one simple thing. What will distract me today? How will I overcome it? Number four, the number one strength or skill I want to demonstrate today so that I crush it is the number one skill that I want to demonstrate today, or strength that I want to demonstrate today, right? Because it's different, right? There's different things. Like for me, I got to demonstrate different things on a broadcast like this than I might when I'm on a stage or when I'm on the radio or when I'm with my team or with a client or with a prospect. Very different. So what I do is I think about, okay, what's coming today? Okay, and early in the morning, I'm putting in my brain, oh, I'm gonna demonstrate this skill in that meeting today. I'm gonna demonstrate this strength in that performance today. Oh, I'm gonna demonstrate this strength in this conversation with this person. This is priming myself so that I'm gonna do excellent in upcoming situations because I'm actually thinking through them in advance. Huge difference maker, right? Huge difference maker. I want you to identify that in the morning. Okay, today, when I'm dropping the kids off at school and all hell is breaking loose, for me, my strength that I'm going to exhibit is that I am the calm, cool mom. And no matter what they do, they're not gonna throw me off. They just won't. I'm gonna be calm, cool mom today. That self-talk, as you'll learn later, can change your life. Change your relationships with people, make you perform better in everything that you're doing. So how you been doing with that? In the morning, have you been really thinking about what you're gonna exhibit in certain activities? I'm gonna go and work today. Okay, I'm gonna go and work today. There's gonna be a lot of distractions, but you know what I'm gonna show today? I'm gonna demonstrate the strength that I have of paying attention to details. Today, it's about the details. That's my skill, that's my strength. I'm gonna zero in on the details because right now I'm reviewing a lot of things. That's the self-talk I'm talking about. You won't do that self-talk unless you're cued. These questions are just cues for your excellence. They're just questions that cue your higher levels of performance. And I know you might go, "What up, Brendan? I ready myself in the morning all the time." But my question is, are you following these distinctions? It's these distinctions that made the difference for people. Remember, they had other things they do. Like lots of high performers do yoga, but lots don't. Lots of them have a morning routine that's built on physical activity or meditation or making that perfect shake, you know, with the avocado and the chia seeds and they got the blueberries in there and that perfect vanilla flavoring thingy that they like. Hey, but lots of people don't. The highest performers, though, are actively, consciously, sort of revving up their pregame by asking questions like this. And number five, someone I can ask for help today is. And my ask of them is, and this was a big one. I didn't know this until all of the interviews were going on. how much high performers are thinking about asking for help. And they think about asking for help, not just in the moment. That's what most of us do. I was guilty of this too. I would just kind of go into my situations or go into my meetings or go into, you know, some project. And if I got stuck, I would ask for help. You know what? If you're only thinking about asking for help when you get stuck, you're too late. And you don't even know you're behind. It's so funny. What the top 15% were doing was they were proactively thinking of what they were going to ask for help well before they needed it. I don't just mean help as in like delegation, like I'm going to need help with that project. They did that too, but they were much more strategic, maybe because they were thinking of their five moves. They were thinking of, who do I need to reach out to today for some help in this area? Who's an expert, a mentor, somebody who's been there and done that, that can support me? I mean, they're very strategic about it. I was surprised how important that was. So what would your morning be like if you just started winning in the morning? Because a lot of people, they wake up and their first thing in the morning is like, coffee. No, I'm teasing. First thing in the morning is they're like, well, I got to organize the kids. I got to organize, you know, the lunches. I got to organize myself to get outside the house. And I'm like, if you could just take a beat, this could literally take you 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, just sitting down and thinking about the questions. But this will make you more productive. Because think about what happens when you don't do these things. This is where the power of this comes in. You might have been like, yeah, yeah, Brendan, I know it. But just be careful. Never be a yeah, yeah person. You know, a person who's like, yeah, yeah, I've heard that before. Because it's not, common sense is not always common practice. How many mornings over the last 90 days did you start really focused on identifying the outputs that mattered that specific day? How many days did you strategically start your morning thinking about those five major moves coming up in the next couple weeks or couple months? How many days did you proactively say, this is what's going to distract me. These are the reasons I can't get distracted. And here's what I'll do when that distraction comes up. How many days did you decide in advance, this is the strength, this is the skill that I'm going to focus on. And how many days did you proactively think of who you could ask for help to further help you grow, to help you advance even faster? This is a simple thing. I know it's basic. But if you could win the morning with the right questions, you win the day. You win the day, you win the week. You win the week, you win the month. You win the month, you win the quarter. You win the quarter, you win the year. You win the year. You're on a roll, baby. So start a new habit. Would you do that? Whatever your basic routine is, ask these specific questions. I know I've hit on it very long in this opener for you, but I just found how many people have a horrible morning mentally, right? They might be doing all the right thing. The good shake, the good workout, which I hope you're doing those things too. The big drink of water, which I have to take. Make sure you do that. It's what helps you get ahead. All right, hey, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brendan Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last five episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything with my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions. Or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.